This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent the violence from spreading. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Amid the tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the United Arab Emirates. Earlier in the day, Blinken held talks with his Saudi counterpart in Riyadh. He again stressed that there can be no more business as usual with Hamas.
Hamas is not representative of the Palestinian people or their legitimate aspirations for the future. Hamas is a terrorist group.
The Saudi foreign minister said it is important to condemn the targeting of civilians in any form, at any time, by anyone.
It will always be the civilians that suffer first. It will always be civilians on both sides that end up paying the price.
Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, called on Israel Saturday to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
As Palestinians stream out of Gaza in an effort to heed Israel's warning to evacuate, the UN is warning Israel against the strategy. Speaking to reporters Friday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it has already led to a humanitarian crisis.
The situation in Gaza has reached a dangerous new low. The horrific terror attacks by Hamas on Israel that killed more than 1,200 people and injured thousands more last Saturday were followed by intense bombardment of Gaza that has already killed 1,800 people and injured thousands more.
The UN Secretary General urged Israel to rethink their plan, saying moving more than 1 million people is extremely dangerous and in some cases simply not possible.